Walk FM is pleased to present Good News Radio, a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship. Last week, Uncle Mike explained to Piper and Logan how Lottie D. Moon came to believe in Jesus. Let's listen in now to find out what happens next. It looks like Lottie's story has been encouraging to Logan at school.
How was your day, Logan?
Better than yesterday.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, I told my friends how much they missed out. They told me they didn't care, but I could tell they cared a little.
Gotcha.
But I want to hear about Lottie. What happened to Lottie next?
Yeah, what is she going to do instead of pranking bell towers?
Lottie was wondering the same thing. Her sister, Edmonia, or Eddie, went to be a missionary in China. She tried to get Lottie to go with her, but Lottie wasn't sure.
Why not?
Remember, Lottie lived way back in the 1860s. Back then, it was too dangerous for women to go to another country by themselves to be missionaries. Usually, they had to get married to another missionary.
Did Lottie and Eddie marry missionaries?
Actually, no. Eddie was one of the first single female missionaries to go to China.
But what about Lottie?
Well, Lottie wasn't sure what she was going to do, but God was working.
The scriptures say, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Church family, our brothers and sisters in other countries need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. They are the harvest. But who are the laborers? Missionaries. We must pray for missionaries willing to go.
Lord, do you want me to be a missionary? Ever since Eddie left to be a missionary, China is all I can think about. At first, I thought it was just my older sister instincts, but I can't just stop thinking about Eddie. I can't stop thinking of all those people who don't know you. Lord, is this you putting China on my heart? Do you want me to go?
Let us be prepared to support those same missionaries we pray for.
Lottie?
Yes?
Are you all right? You've barely spoken since we left church this morning, and you didn't come to lunch. What's going on?
Ori, God is calling me to be a missionary to China.
Really?
I'm certain of it, Ori. I've been thinking and praying about it for months, but now God's calling is as clear as the ringing of a bell.
Well then, if God is calling you to go, you must go.
What's so funny?
I was just thinking about how much has changed since we were young. It seems like yesterday I believed in Jesus. Now look at us. You're dedicating your life to serving God on the mission field. And I'm married, working as a doctor, and raising 6 boys. I'm proud of you, Lottie. And I know if mother and father were still alive, they'd be proud of you too.
Thank you, Ori.
So, what are your first steps to becoming a missionary?
I need to apply to Eddie's missions board. Then we'll see where the Lord leads me.
Wait a minute. How did Lottie know that it was God calling her and not just a weird feeling?
Good question, Logan. Sometimes knowing if God is calling you to do something can be tricky. But one way we can be certain if those feelings are from God is to look to the Bible.
Isn't the Bible God's words?
It sure is. By reading the Bible and talking to God, you can know His message to you. When you know God's message to you and how He wants us to live, we can better tell what God calls us to do. God tells us in the Bible to love others and share the truth of Jesus with them. Everyone won't do this the same way, but everyone who believes in Jesus is called to do this in some way. Sometimes God also uses people to help us know a specific way we can show love and share Jesus. For example, God used Reverend Brodus to speak to Lottie so that she knew she needed Jesus. And the sermon she heard in church helped her listen to God's call to go to China.
So did Lottie listen to God?
She sure did. Lottie applied to be a missionary and was accepted. On September 1st, 1873, Lottie got on a boat to join her sister Eddie in Tangshou, North China.
Becoming a missionary overseas might seem scary, but Lottie trusted that God was calling her. What do you think God has in store for her? Stay tuned to learn more when Good News Radio returns in a few minutes.